in Aquitania. I'll show you the tombstone, he said. No, not the tombstone, the Flamen and Umvia, Quaestor and district chief, Verus, having acquitted himself in Augustus's presence of the charge that had been laid on him, obtained for the nine peoples their separation from the Gauls. Back home from Rome, he dedicates this altar to the genius of the place. Wind blows down from the Meseta. Warm rain drifts in from the ocean. Fir trees brush the snow line. High hill beaches hold coldness in their foliage. Heather and tough grass grip the sandy edge. On flakes of sandstone, on pebbles, on fragments of bone, they draw birds and deer and hares and horses, salmon and seals. Maybe somebody, wandering in the hills, raises that shrill cry that starts down guttural low and winds up whinnying high. After the ice, the sea rises, rivers swollen, low valleys flooded, all along the littoral lagoons and marshes. The coast seeping with wetness, dripping caves. People perched on the hills and ridges, keeping watch. Bascazilian lasts into the Atlantic phase. Malucro speaks of a vida neolitica con una economia de recolectores. The face of the coast wrapped in mist. Maybe down to the shore in winter. Red deer went down then to feed on seaweed and coastal grass. A diet of deer meat and shellfish, acorns and hazelnuts. Clearing forests by burning, marsh dwellings. Early words for weaving, tilling the soil, the same as in Caucasian, old stories. The pagans grew wheat at the mouth of their caves. Sub-boreal, sub-Atlantic, onto sheep, cattle, goats and pigs. As the Basco said, in the Pyrenees, my father keeps sheep, his father keeps sheep, his father. Those black-headed sheep with the curling horns that have moved from winter to summer between the valley and the mountain pasture from time immemorial. Deep are the trails on these vales and hills. Maybe at the beginning the whole tribe moved in a nomad way. Then some went, some stayed, transhumans. Big stone burials and shelters. Dolmens along tracks, ridges, watersheds, crests. Cromlechs higher up, windy peaks. Rites of different types. Open views east. To catch the dawning sun and give protection from the westerlies. Real writing a deserted Rome, Virgil and Ovid long gone. It went on in the Greek-minded cities of Provence, or in a quieter way here in Aquitania, where the stone world still spoke to the ocean and mind was open to wind. Ausonius to Theon, you who plough the sandy lands of the Atlantic, and to Paulinus, where the swollen waters of the Garuna provoke the sea. The rhythm continued. Men were there to see to things and draw the lines. The landscape grew. It was possible to speak of peopled place and cultured space. Quiet Aquitania, on the verge of ocean, brought forth from work and from meditation. Mm-hmm. this morning at Graillon. I dedicate this inadequate poem to the Dune Carnation. The Dune Carnation. Little pink flower, its last home here on these Aquitanian sands. Little pink flower, carrying the whole of history in its slender roots. A world in miniature and religion of a sort. Destroyed by fools on motorbikes in the name of sport.